Hey, Dells.
Hi,
we're Dells. Live.
I am trying to figure something out because someone DM'd me, and I think by mistake I deleted it, but I did respond, I think, on my iPad. No, I didn't, and I meant to respond. I think I deleted it, and I don't want her to think I'm rude, but she gave me this new person to follow, and that's what I was looking for before we started the podcast that's all about, like, carnivore, primal bod, all that kind of stuff. And there's some interesting stuff. Now, again, like I said, let me preface it. I need to do a deep dive first, and I always go on both sides of the aisle before I offer my own interpretation. Might not be your interpretation, but my own interpretation. But anyway, I'm like a little angry at myself.
There's also the, I guess it's, I don't know, anecdote. To note that, like, not everything is going to work for everybody. So I think it's really important in anything that we talk about, right? It's like, it's never going to be one size fits all.
Everybody's
makeup,
DNA
beauty,
is like,
diet.
Everything's different.
If you're Emily and I, you forget it. You got every
health
problem in
like
the world.
I am like, for lack of a better term, a junkyard dog.
I wish I could be.
I am a junkyard dog. And that's, I love all dogs, more than people most of the time, but I'm a junkyard dog because I can like handle anything, eat anything.
And you don't get bloated, you don't get any.
I get a little bloated now. I mean, when it's postmenopausal, you get bloated, but because you think you can still eat as much as you did. And the only thing I'm allergic to, you want to know what I'm allergic to?
What?
And then I'll get back to it. We just kind of jumped into this and we didn't even say, who the heck we even are? I am allergic to the monosodium glutamate and the stuff that they put on lettuce. Stay Fresh.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, sorry, Anna. I can't talk to you now.
I thought I would have bet that was Bob.
No. I called her. All right. So, hi, Dolls. I'm Dr. Darth Dalton. If you are new to our channel, welcome in. We love new dolls to the Doll Squad. And my sidekick over here,
Lee. Hi.
Lee Griffin. And Lee, we had a hell of a week.
I know. I got to be honest. I don't know how you're awake right now. I don't know how you're standing. I really don't.
I told you, it catches up to me like a couple days later.
Yeah.
This morning was tough to get out of bed, but my dogs were barking because we have renovations going on in our backyard. We've had a swimming pool. It's 25 years old, and for 7 years we had to close it because our dog had laryngeal spasms, and if she went into the water, she would have drowned. So we weren't able to open up our swimming pool, and it turned into a frog home. So you would sit outside, and they're so loud, the frogs.
Are they?
Oh my gosh! People were like, "What is that?" It's so loud. So when it came time, we had to redo the pool because even when you don't open it, the equipment, everything can
shut. Yeah.
It's shut. So we had to redo it. And you guys will love this story, but there was a shit ton of frogs. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Didn't Bob try to save a lot of them?
He saved every frog.
That's so sweet, Bob.
Bob went in there, ruined a pair of sneakers with buckets. And put them in the buckets, big bullfrogs,
really?
Little frogs. And we took them down to the pond down the street.
Did you get that on video?
Frogs everywhere. It was the funniest thing. No, he got really mad when I was taking pictures. It was like Bob the Frog Avenger or whatever. So we saved, but here's the funny thing is, as we were doing, you know, waiting, we didn't cover the pool or anything like that because why? It was just going to get drained.
Yeah.
Some frogs found it. And Lily, that's my lab. She's going to be 2 in about 2 weeks. That's Tito's girlfriend, by the way. Tito's over here. She's obsessed with the frogs. They're her buddies. And I'll go like this, aww, Lily, where's Freddy? And she'll run right to the thing and then she just sits
waits
by
for
the
frog
pool and just waits. And she knows where Freddy is, but
that's really funny.
Freddy had to be rehomed.
Oh, she's going to be missing them. Well, she got your foxes, though. You got a whole zoo back there.
Oh, wait. There's something weird happened with the fox.
What?
Well, it's not really weird, but it's my own fault. But so I feed the fox.
You train them to expect food?
So yesterday, Lily's out there. Now, not Nuggie, because Nuggie went after the raccoon. I hear she's like, there's a bunch of fox back there, but there were some babies. I started, like, giving them chicken legs, raw chicken legs. You should never give a fox or raccoon any of them cooked, because cooked chicken, even if you throw it in everything, because that can splinter. But raw chicken is
malleable. I did not know that.
Not that I'm a plethora of knowledge about makes sense, foxes. Though. But I just started feeding her because she had a broken leg and she had babies. And I was like, I couldn't imagine with a broken leg trying to hunt down
something. How did
you
know, though, that she had a broken leg?
Because I watched her.
Oh.
I started feeding her because I watched her trying to hunt with the leg up like this, you know. And I was like, well, how's she going to feed them babies?
Oh.
So I fed her.
I didn't know she had a broken
All
leg.
All of her
I
friends came,
whole
the whole family. The Foxy family came.
The Foxy family came.
So now, last day, I feed him around 5 o'clock when I get done work.
Yeah.
Between 5 and 6. And she's standing inside the gate at the fence. Waiting for me yesterday. Bob goes, that's not good. What are you going to do if you're not here? They're going to be, I was like, oh, shut up.
Bob.
Anyway,
you
got to
get Bob on
the
podcast one day.
No, he doesn't even talk. He's so funny. He's a funny guy. You can't have two of the same. I don't want to be like him and he doesn't want to be like me.
You guys are very opposite. Brian and I are too, though. We couldn't be any more opposite.
Polars.
I mean, Emily, what about you guys? You opposite? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got it. So everybody needs an audience. That's what I mean.
Why? What do you mean by that?
Well, you have the loud one and you have the quiet one. And the loud one is the one that needs the audience. The quiet one doesn't need an audience.
That's true.
It's kind of like an adage. You know me and my adages.
I know. It's a good adage. It's true.
But,
look how windy it is outside.
It is windy. It's supposed to be shitty all week, but next week is supposed to be fantastic. And, okay, listen.
You know what? I told you this yesterday. I got my blood work results back and my aluminum's high. And she said that she's seeing that a lot in people in New York because of what's going on in the air, what they're spraying in the air. She said she has a patient that's a dog walker and her aluminum levels are 6 times what's allowable.
Well, they are spraying aluminum up there. It's this whole initiative that people aren't even really talking about. They think that they're contrails. So there's a big difference between a contrail and a chemtrail.
Never even heard of a contrail.
Well, yeah. If you ever watch like the big jets that are up there, a contrail is when you kind of get like, it's like a water vapor that actually
But that's
is, like,
very different than what we're seeing.
It's incredibly different.
Yeah.
They don't stay all day and then spread out and then the next day it's gray and rainy. And they don't crisscross each other like that either. But because flight paths don't typically go like that. But they are doing this stuff to reflect the sun and cool the planet.
Oh, Lord. All right. On that note.
Listen, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Like I said, I do my homework. I do my homework before I open my mouth. If I don't know what I'm talking about, I close my mouth because I pretty much don't like to be, you know, give bad information. I don't like to spread bad information. So I make sure that before I speak, I know.
But you know what?
I
think you're right. And I agree with you on that. You definitely do. I do find it interesting, though, just having like read through comments and whatnot. Like, this is like an experiment in humanity, right? Like, it doesn't matter whether your information is good, bad, factful, lies, truth, not truth. People believe what they want to.
Oh, sure.
And what makes them feel good.
Yeah.
And that goes, you know, to anything. Food.
Yeah,
what we're talking
about,
the sky.
Well,
like,
when they sit there and they say people want to stand in their truth, and whatever their truth is, they believe what they want to believe. A lot of people don't want to believe that they've been lied to.
Yeah.
That's really painful.
Oh, I got an adage for you.
What's
it's easier to fool a man than to convince a man he's been fooled. Man, woman, anybody.
Oh, it's easier to give him
the
untruth than to say, I've been lying to you now for the last, you know, decade. But there's a lot of weird things, I think, once you start, like, opening up your mind and your eye, it's like crazy things starting to happen. But anyway, let us recap this week.
Yes, go for it.
And it's not even over yet, because I have a show tomorrow night. So we had our big Today Special Value at QVC, and it was wildly successful. So I am incredibly honored. These applauses to everyone here. It's interesting too, because that it's always nerve-wracking. I'm not even going to lie about it. It's really nerve-wracking when you have so much on the line. And being, you know, being self-funded, this is, you know, our business. And we're not like, well, if it doesn't work, it's okay. I'm still going to get a paycheck. That's, you know, you want these things to do well. But more importantly, I think that I was more excited that people got it and saw the vision that we see. It's not even so much, hey, you know, we sold a lot. We did sell a lot, not going to lie. but it's more like I'm more excited to see one review's already in there. It's a 5-star.
New customers into the brand.
New visibility.
The mission, the ethos, everything.
Everything about the brand. And I really tried this Today Special Value in QVC. It's the biggest platform, really, I think, to hear your voice, to really talk about the brand. I really wanted to get the message through that why we all, and when I say me, I know that's a bad thing, but we have an incredible team.
And I think you're the founder.
But you're the co-founder. Like, you're in there. Like, Emily's here. She does all of the graphics.
Emily's the third leg of the stool.
Yeah, and there's so many legs of the stool here that everyone believes in the same thing that we believe in, or they wouldn't be working here. But it was one of those things. It was like, I wanted to make sure that everybody understood our mission and why, when I decided to create a brand, which was nuts, P.S. and by the way, even my mother said, you're nuts.
And I Joanne.
I said, well, whether it helps one person or two people or whatever, it's just kind of where I feel like I'm driven to. I was paying attention to ingredients back then. And it wasn't about, oh, let me just do a foundation or let me create this. It was all about conditioning where it was, looking at ingredients. And it was one of the things that I really wanted to be really clear about that. And I don't know how some people do it. And maybe they don't have the same conscience level that we all here
have. I would
say
they probably don't, especially in the beauty industry.
If I knew that I was putting out a product that had questionable ingredients and that you were putting it on your daughter or your granddaughter or yourself, and I knew that maybe that's not the best ingredient and I'm letting people slather themselves with it, I would never be able to sleep at night.
Yeah, I think you bring up a good point.
Never. You know that too. You're even more
psycho about it. I know.
Honestly, well, you have a lot of issues with a lot of stuff personally, but if I just sat there and said, "Oh, yeah, well, that's a possible toxin, that's a possible endocrine disruptor that can create hormone issues. It's a cancer causing." I say, "Oh, don't worry about it." Yeah. Let's just put it in.
And you know
there.
What I find pretty annoying? And
I would
I'm interested
have a hard time
in
with that.
Your opinion and Emily's. Like, the brand ethos is so important. And we as a company are so committed to it. And it really is frustrating for me when people are like, oh, clean is a marketing buzzword or clean
is
not
easy.
It's like, really? Then why don't you come sit in one of our PD meetings where we have to say, this company can't do it because we can't comply to your do not use. This manufacturer can't do it because your do not use list is too long, right?
Like, I was having a conversation with a skincare brand at QVC when we were there on Tuesday, and we were talking about that, and they said, oh yeah, well, we were talking about the whole SPF thing.
Oh, that's right.
Which I'm so over it. Like, I don't care what you say now. I don't care who come. I don't even read it anymore. I said what I had to say. I stand with what I had to say. I'm very comfortable with what I had to say. And if you don't agree with it, People just want to bark.
And yeah, if you it's want okay. To bark, we still love you.
Yeah.
You know, we can have conversations in this world without deciding we hate each other.
Yeah, open dialogue is really important. But
it is.
We started talking. They said we were talking about clean beauty. And I was telling them why it was really important. I mean, as a cancer survivor, first and foremost, after you find out that you have that, it's probably the worst words that you'll ever hear in your
right.
life. You have cancer.
Yeah.
And because your life flashed, you don't know what it means. How long am I going to live? You don't know anything. So it's devastating. And the treatment's pretty shitty. So it's one of those things when you start looking at it and they're like, yeah, well, you know, clean. We started talking about clean it like Sephora.
Yeah.
What that meant. And then we started talking about, how in the EU and that it's very different. There's over 1,300 banned ingredients.
Which we are, by the way, EU compliant.
And I started laughing and I said, the EU list of 1,300 ingredients will make you laugh because ours is, we have a pink list and it's so much more than even what the EU list is. Because even some of those things are questionable. And then also too, what we know, we get what they call safety data sheets and where they've done experimentation and tested these ingredients. And sometimes it can come out later on down the road that something that you believe to be true and safe could be questionable.
And right. And then you pivot.
We take it right off the mark. I don't even play around with it.
Yeah.
That's how committed I am to making sure that when I sleep at night, and the same for you, Lee, and put our head down on the pillow, that I've done no harm, and there's so many brands out there that are on the market with marketing and they're worried about
I'll give you an example of Doris, how strict she is.
Scary.
So I'm really like a stickler, as Emily and I were just talking about, for gluten. And our products are gluten-free, but you won't even let us call that out because you're like, if there is a chance that there's any kind of cross-contamination in a lab and somebody has a reaction, I can't be responsible for that. So I am not putting that on our packaging.
Yeah,
like that's what a stickler you are for these things. But I do think it's important because it goes back to like, how are you modulating, right?
Well, I'm just not here to sell you something, ready? Like,
I think
there's so many checks and balances.
Instagram
with companies. And they're just here and they act like your friend and, oh, we have this community. And then they're giving you crap. Like, I have
or they
a problem
don't
with
care,
that.
Or they don't care, yeah.
I have a problem with saying, oh, yeah, well, I have this really great blush and I care about you. But then I read the ingredients and I'm like, do you? Do you care?
No, I don't think that a lot of people do, Doris. I think for a lot of people in business, right? And I think it's why things can be more difficult for you sometimes, because you are one of the most principled people I've ever met, is that people don't care. They don't give a shit. They just want to make a sale.
Crazy, right?
And they don't care, but it's like, what's the ripple effect of that?
But anyway, that was my favorite takeaway from Tuesday.
It was one of mine, too.
Was just because most of the time, like when you're on those platforms, you're on for a period of time. You ever know it like starts and stops and there's so much that you have to get out and say and whatever. And then when you have a little bit of time, you can talk. When you have a little bit of time and you're not so worried, you know, okay, it's start and stop and this and that. So that was one of my favorite things. Other than that, it was like a really killer day. I was loving how all the models were posting stuff really cute.
I know that
things.
Was so cute, that TikTok they did in the powder.
They did that in the powder, and then they were doing all kinds of stuff. And I just, the vibe, the Dial 10 vibe there was strong.
It was strong.
Super strong. It was
I agree.
Really, and everybody's like, are you tired? And I was like, I think I was like, just tapped into everyone else's energy.
You were going on a little of adrenaline too,
Well, yeah. I mean, it was just, their energy was just like, it was there. I am tired today though. It usually catches up to me like 2 or 3 days later, but it's good. It's good.
It's gotta
it was
make
a good
you
day.
Feel good though. That is so much blood, sweat, and tears, right? But then when those reviews start coming in, and you know, we
first
say this,
first one came
but it's
in,
true.
It was a five
she
star,
reads
so I was
all
pretty
of
happy.
Them, right?
I do read them. I sometimes have to bite my go. Don't respond. I'm like, my mom always used to say this, like, ready? If you're pissed off, write it and don't hit send. I'm like,
it's true.
And then write it again. And she said, and then delete it because then it will be lessened. But it's really funny. But it was a really an amazing day. We launched a lot of new on the day. And the mascara sold out.
Oh, which is so awesome. I love that mascara.
All of it. So
looks so pretty on air, Em.
Yeah. Oh, that mess.
Bright pink.
It was really, it was good.
It was good.
There was just so many wins for the day. Like, it was just a really good, I didn't get home till like 2. I didn't have any gas in my car to like creep to the Wawa. Like,
where's there a Wawa near there? I would have gone for some coffee. Oh, you went all the way over there.
Yeah. On 202 on the way back.
Yeah.
But, it was like, there I am, 1 o'clock.
I love Wawa. Can I just say that? I love their coffee.
Wawa did. You know, Wawa's, it's all company owned. It's not independent. They're not franchised. It's all owned by a company. That's why they're around the way they are. 7-Elevens are.
Franchised. Yeah.
And that's why you can go into a good one. You can go to one that looks like it, not so good. But I will tell you, here's my funny story. I always have a funny story.
Is it about Bob?
No.
Oh.
It's about Tuesday. So I had these shoe boots on, just little heel.
They were so
little
cute.
Shoe, but they were really cute, little zips, you know, just enough to give you a little bit that you were like this.
Yeah.
You know, you were just kind of like that. So I had them on from 6 o'clock in the morning till after midnight, right? Because
that.
We were going like every hour. Like there wasn't any sit down time. Like it
None.
Was like another coffee, bring another coffee, another coffee, another coffee. Like I was going like that. When I finally took off my shoes at midnight, I still can't feel my toes.
Really?
They're so numb. I've got like some, like this paresthesia happening where it's like.
What does that mean?
It's numb. It's numb.
Oh
it's
God.
Like this numbness, both my right toe more than my left toe, but I'm like, I can't feel my
toes. I think our coffee's here.
I can't feel my big toes.
I have a question for you though. So what do you think, like, you know, that 30 hours, what is your...
I lived on beef jerky, by the way.
What is your favorite part of doing a TSV? If you could pick one, because it's so much pressure and it's a lot of work.
I think that you have that you get to reach more people.
Yeah.
That you have more eyes. I think a lot of times when you're like in shows and you have hits and you have things like that, that if someone's channel surfing or maybe, but like they see you, but that's like a dedicated day to your brand.
Yeah.
And I think that to me, I looked at that day was a really important day to differentiate the difference between Dell 10 and other brands.
You did it. You did such a good job.
That to me was the biggest thing. The rest of it, honestly, sucks because it's really hard.
Yeah.
It's
I mean, give everybody a visual. You're in a building with no sunlight. You barely even ate that day.
I ate a bag of beef jerky. You would have been so proud, Em. Teriyaki. It was good. Beef tips or something it was. But that's all I ate.
Wait, what's the one you said you have?
Chomp.
I'm going to look that up right now.
No, these weren't chomps. They were steak tips from Sam's Club. Those
I'm
steak
looking
tips.
It up right now.
They were so good. I just took them as a snack because you have to be really careful when you have to pace yourself energy level wise. If you start eating a lot of carbs and sugar, you'll crash with the carbs and sugar. So if you ever look at me, I barely eat on a TSV day because I don't want my energy going to digestion. And whatever I eat is typically protein just to kind of fill the abdominal emptiness. So, and then I drink a lot of coffee, but I love coffee. That's probably my crux in life is that I love coffee so much. It's not good for you to drink that much coffee.
I heard a really sad video about coffee the other day. We'll have to cover
that
in another podcast.
It raises your cortisol and it makes you fat. Is that it?
Well, no, it was more than that, but it was upsetting. But again, I feel like this is Instagram and this is TikTok and the internet.
It's full of mold.
You can find one thing that says A and one thing that says Z. So it's like, really?
What? Tell me.
You got to just do your homework.
Don't tell me. I just got one. What? No, just tell me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting one too.
It's full of mold.
But you have to be full of mold.
Yeah.
And
all coffee beans are full of mold.
It goes to the toxin that it produces, goes right to your liver and your bladder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's toxic. But then you can have people say, well, coffee's really good for you because you know, it does this
and
or
what
that
caffeine does to your adrenals and stuff. I think
caffeine's
I'm just
terrible.
Listen, just so everyone has like some context as to what are you talking about. Emily and I both think we have, Emily does, I think I do, have non-celiac gluten sensitivity. Basically makes you feel like shit all the time if you literally have a speckle of anything with gluten. So I did, and I've been feeling like shit for 3 weeks, and now I'm like, oh, I gotta figure out what's wrong with me.
Let me tell you a little bit
of
something.
We just can't eat anything.
Let me tell you a little bit of something about gluten here. Really interesting.
And then we were talking about green stick.
And I'm going to talk about the green stick. Let me tell you a little bit about gluten. Here's a really interesting story.
The gluten-free
story.
Green stick.
Before gluten was even like really people like coming to mainstream, my niece, Brittany.
Oh, okay, this is a good story.
She was, when she was a teenager, 17, 18, 19 years old, she was just getting sick. She had psoriatic arthritis. You wish you get big patches, you know, all that psoriasis in her hair. She had hair down here. She's beautiful. It's my brother that passed. This is her daughter. His daughter. And she was really thin, joint aching, just sick. I think by the time she was 18, 19 years old, the gluten allergy got, nobody tested for gluten back then.
No.
Nobody knew what it was. So here's a really interesting story. She was at the point, she was in a wheelchair.
Couldn't walk.
Brittany couldn't walk.
Oh my
God. There's my brother that had passed. He passed when Brittany was 2-3 years old. And there was his mom, Lisa, who's our sister. And pushing her around in a wheelchair. They all went to like Disney. She's in a wheelchair. She's in a physical wheelchair.
So how did she find this out?
There's a neurologist, really, really good friend of mine. Great, great friend of mine who does a lot of homeopathy, alternative medicine. But she's a neurologist, which is interesting because neurology is like one of the, if let's talk about the medical hierarchy, neurologist, brain surgery, probably the top two, right? Like hardest internships, all that other stuff. So, I mean, she's super smart. And
neurologist
she,
is the brain?
Your nervous system.
Okay.
And she, my friend that's a neurologist does all of this really good, she does homeopathy, alternative meds, that kind of stuff, really big into supplements, but she's a neurologist too. Right?
And usually so those two things both don't go together because usually they, right?
She's just probably one of the smartest physicians I've ever met in my life. Like,
okay.
Super, super smart. Neurology's not easy. Like,
who is it? You got to drop her name.
Anca Barano.
Okay.
Okay. Dr. Anca Barano. She's in Yardley. She does a lot of testifying. Like, she's freaking brilliant. And I said, I don't know what's going on with my niece. She's been through every MRI, CT scan. She's had more blood drawn than a blood bank. Like, the kid doesn't really eat anything. Like, she's in a wheelchair. She has, like, some sort of autoimmune disease. No one knows what's the matter with her. So she came up and saw Anca, and Anca said, you have a gluten intolerance. You're eating gluten. And she, you know, my niece used to be a little hellraiser. She'd drink the beer and do all the craziness with the gluten and the wheat and all that shit. So
hellraiser, I love it.
She went from being in a wheelchair, to I think it was maybe 2 or 3 weeks later, to being functioning again. Yeah, wow. Gluten. So now she's gluten-free. She eats gluten-free. We always take gluten-free if we go get desserts.
Yeah.
Like Easton's allergic to eggs, so we always go to that Happy Mixer
bakery
that does like gluten, dairy free, those kind of things. And if she's like at a party or something like that and goes, I'm just gonna have a little bit.
She suffers
for weeks. Yeah,
that's me.
Yeah,
and Emily.
Yeah, can I get off the gluten?
Well, you know, but
You know what's really interesting about gluten? It's like
if you get cross contaminated.
Yeah, but water and paste make glue. Like gluten is glue. It's not good. It's bad for you. But
What? It's not the gluten though. We gotta finish this, and then we gotta talk about green cream. It's the glyphosate.
Yes, it is the glyphosate.
Gluten is not good, but it's celiacs, again, it goes back to the 80s. I guess what happened in the 80s where like all the regulations and the government just went out the fucking window?
Lobbyist for the chemical companies, glyphosate, Roundup.
It's in everything.
All of that stuff, yeah. I mean, it's lobbyists to let things through. It's interesting when people go, I read this study. This is why I investigate, okay? They're like, I read this study, and what you're saying is wrong, Doris. And I'll go, okay, what study was it, and who funded the study?
Always got to ask who funded the study.
Because people that fund the study are the ones that will give you these results. And they're like, well, that's manipulating data. Well, wake up, people. It's manipulated all the time.
I know.
So you always have to ask yourself, it's funded by the NIH. It's funded by this person. It's funded by that. Well, they're going to leave out all the people that had this reaction and say, there was a study of 30 people and they had no reaction. Maybe the study was 130 people.
Yeah. Forget it. That's a whole nother conversation.
I'm not even going to go down that rabbit hole because I will not.
I know.
We won't come out.
We won't survive it.
I won't survive that one. But that is a fact. And I think you have to look at who funds the studies. And
For everything.
And I always think, what's that thing? For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And that is true. But listen, here's the thing. When we talk about gluten, we talk about glyphosate because glyphosate's on all the corn and everything. But really, when you talk about wheats and corns and shit like that, we're meat eaters. We have.
I know you're all in.
I'm almost all in. I'm not completely. My legs are still hanging out of the bunny hole, but These are your canine teeth, and they're rudimentary canine teeth. If you look at a tiger, rudimentary just means that they're kind of like they existed in it over time. We no longer, they've kind of the pointness, the sharpness and stuff. So
interesting.
Yeah. So these teeth right here are canine teeth, and they're meant to rip and tear meat. Look at a tiger. Look at a cat. Look at dogs. They have these pointy, long teeth, and they're meant to rip and tear meat. So we're carnivorous creatures. Here's the deal. It's interesting. Everyone knows that I am a massive animal lover. I am not a vegan.
So we do not and will not test any products on animals.
And we never have.
But we are not vegan.
I never have. Yeah.
Meat. But we're not vegan in terms of how we eat.
Yeah,
how products we eat. Are vegan friendly, but
I'm sorry. All of our products are vegan friendly. I don't believe in testing. I don't believe that I think animals suffer enough. But here's the thing with oats and stuff like that. In order for you to consume an oat, you don't walk out into a wheat field and just eat it. No, you've got to pulverize it, beat it, process it, all that shit before you eat it.
I know it's processed. Yeah,
it's
Can you eat oatmeal?
No, oatmeal's bad.
I know.
Oatmeal will spike your insulin faster than a candy bar.
Primal Bod, you got that from her, didn't you?
No, that I knew. That I already knew.
She says that. Oatmeal is so bad.
Oatmeal has the hull on it, like a popcorn does, and it creates leaky gut. Even when people go, why use steel oats? No.
Or organic, still same thing. I know.
And let me tell you something. Nobody, I love oatmeal.
Do you feel like the paradigm shift happening? Do you feel like the shift happening with people kind of really starting to get all of this stuff and really understand it and how, like, just
yes
all
and
of
no.
it, all of it?
Yeah. I think people are starting to question. You know what's interesting? I did say this on Tuesday. I think, and I'm going to give props to the younger generation for that. And the internet and the amount of information. When I was Emily's age,
we're living through the
younger,
great awakening.
Francesca's age, those, I did whatever. I didn't give a shit. I just did, okay, whatever. These girls, if you talk to them, they're so smart. They investigate. They look at ingredients. They understand what's happening in the product. We didn't do that back then. It's just like
you
got a Swanson dinner and cooked in an aluminum tray. heat it up in your oven. You're heating aluminum
up. Yeah, but you didn't have
swans and dinners that was all chemicals, and that was a feast.
Yeah, but you know you didn't have a lot of the pesticides and stuff that they use today.
No, that is
true. So when you look at, like, your mom,
that's why my son yelled at me for teaching Easton how to drink out of a hose.
But do you know, Doris, that this generation is the first generation, or maybe the second, that is projected to live less. Our lifetime is projected to be less than our parents, because
your food sources are so poor.
Since 1986, it's food, it's toxins, it's the medical system, it's so many things. But like, when look at somebody like your mom, who's how old?
She'll be 83.
Yeah, like
healthy as can be.
Because
don't get me wrong.
For her age, she's healthy as can be.
For her age, she has more energy than me. Was dancing all around Mother's Day. She had country music blaring, was jamming all out, and still mows her lawn. And when I tell you, my mom, it's like sometimes when you think of somebody that's gonna be 83, you think that they're gonna be a little more fragile, and not my mom.
No, it's that generation. Yeah. I mean, they had real food.
She makes her own food. None of the toxins. Doesn't eat out. None of that. No,
there's a lot real to be said food. For that.
Yeah, so listen, I'm doing all this research and I will come back and report.
Tell us the story about last night, though. You said you felt like you had gained weight from drinking coffee.
I was at Q on Tuesday, you know, it's a long day and you have to do whatever you can to get through it. So they have a Starbucks in QVC's atrium, and I just kept getting... I like a lot of cream in my coffee. As a matter of fact, I'm more about the hot milk and the cream than I am really the coffee is just a flavoring to me, right? So, I mean, like this right here is a Breve, which means that it's this much, half and half. So it's incredibly fattening. A lot of fat. I drank like 4 or 5 of them, which means I drank literally about a gallon of half and half. That's a lot. Most people like get like 2 tablespoons. I drank a gallon. And then I was just eating like beef jerky throughout the day. There was like nothing really to eat except for pretzels and, you know, that snacky shit. And I'm not eating that.
Yeah.
I'm just not eating that stuff. And so then I got home and listen, don't do this. What is it? Do as I say, not as I do. I have a scale. I try not to really get on it. I go really gauge more about how my clothing and stuff fits. But every now and then, you know, you just like, let me think.
You get on and you probably regret it like me. Why did I do that?
I was like 3 pounds heavier. I was like, what the F? What happened? Like,
well,
shit.
Well, you also didn't sleep and everything.
Didn't sleep. No, when I got up, after I had a good night's sleep, when I got up on Wednesday, right? I was like, shit. So I was like, okay, no coffee yesterday. I did a tea. And then all I did was eat meat. I ate a pound of bacon and a big steak. No vegetables, no nothing else. Just 2 big old helpings of meat. I lost 3 pounds this morning. Crazy. I think I'm supposed to be on the carnivore diet. I mean, I do love, and you know what's really interesting too? My friend Anna, that's all she eats is meat. She's
on the carnivore diet too?
What? She's just a carnivore. She's just a meat eater. I don't want none of that. Just give me a big old steak. Give me a burger. That's what she eats.
I could go for that steak that we love right now.
I made the best steak last night.
How'd you make it?
There is this steak seasoning at Sam's Club, and it's like called Kinders, I think it is called. Is it called Kinders? Is it? And it's the buttery steak one. Oh, shit. I layer that up.
Really?
You grill it? Massage it in. I have a grill pan because it was crappy. It was raining. Grill pan. I put the butter all in the grill pan, butter it up, like half stick butter. And then you just like layer it on. And then I just put some coarse salt and some pepper. And it sears it off. So the key, I make the best steak. I'm such a good steak griller. Because I learned it when I used to do all the food stuff at QVC, right?
Oh, yeah.
The key, if you want to make a good steak, the key is this. Don't flip it. Most people flip. Never flip. You take the steak, if you're going to do it in a grill or a grill pan, you do it like that until it sears like that. So I like my meat like medium rare. Bob's likes his a little more well done.
Me too. I like mine a little more well done.
So you're about 6 minutes per side. So I time it like this. So it's like here's the marks going this way, and here's my steak. And then you take the steak and you just turn it. And then you get the X grill marks.
Oh,
so, my baby.
Hi, Tito.
That's my Tito. He loved me. And then after your 6 minutes, just flip it over. Do the same thing. When you flip it multiple times, it makes it tough.
Oh.
Yeah. So good. I watched something on Instagram or TikTok, and I don't know if you guys ever see it. Do you know what sous vide means? Sous vide, when you cook?
No.
So it's a French way of cooking where they put the meat, pork, whatever, in a baggie, and then to cook it, they boil it. Like, they don't boil the...
I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm. And so it heats it up by water, and then they usually grill it off. Someone did that in butter. But the steak, it wasn't like sous vide, but they didn't do anything. Did you see
probably
it where the guy...
amazing.
Where the guy, like, he cooks his meat in butter, and then he hits it with the grill marks? Could you imagine?
Oh, I'd probably love
it. You're like a person.
He loves his DJ.
All right, so listen, we are coming to
where
the end.
Where do we go today?
Because we have to get into PD, but we did have a couple of questions come in
that I was
hoping you could answer.
Okay.
So, actually, probably we only have time for one, but we launched Green Stick last week, and it's been great, and everybody loves it, and I'm thrilled because I love it. But can you just give a breakdown for us for the difference on Green Stick versus Green Cream? Because they're two very different products. They can be used together.
They can.
If you could just give us a breakdown.
Here's my breakdown, and then you can give your breakdown. So you know that this Green Cream is my baby.
Let's take it out so everybody can see it. Green. Oh, I thought you were filming him. Okay, go ahead.
Green Cream is my absolute baby.
You love that.
I do love it, and I love it for a reason, because I have redness in my skin. 85% of us identify of having some sort of redness or sensitivity in our skin. It might even be higher than that. So Green Cream was meant to cancel out the look of redness in your skin, just camouflage it. It wasn't meant to be a mask. It wasn't meant to be a foundation, none of that. But it was also then fortified with ingredients like colloidal oatmeal, cucumber extract, aloe, all of these things to help soothe the area that created this beautiful barrier between your skin and your foundation. Because a lot of times you put on foundation, it sticks in, and you got redness or rosacea or any of that stuff, it can aggravate it. So this was meant to be this soothing, smoothing barrier for your skin. A lot of people, quite honestly, use this just as their foundation.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that.
I will tell you that every model down at QVC is obsessed with this. So when it comes out, you go, it's green. Who wants green on the face? Green... On the opposite of the spectrum, cancels red. That's why it's the Green Cream. So when I show you this, it actually starts to...
But watch, it's like magic.
Yeah, it morphs into your actual skin tone, just like that. It's beautiful. Morphs into your skin tone, cancels out the look of redness in your skin. But it's this soothing, smoothing barrier.
Treatment.
Now,
yeah.
Yes. Now, the Green Cream, to me, how I use this, you might use it different, was created to be a spot treatment. Like, it's a primer meant to camouflage that red so you don't have to pile on foundation in a spot. So this has, it's green. It's not really super green when it goes on. It's enough to be this camouflage, enough to be a camouflage, but it's also meant to be a primer, again, creating a barrier between, but it's more of a spot treatment.
So the way that I use this is different.
How do you
so
use it?
So this is more of, I prefer this
product. You put
product
it all over your face,
over Green Cream.
You?
And it's a solid serum.
Yes.
So, yeah, so I put it all over my face. I literally draw it on.
Do
like
you?
I stripe it
I spot
everywhere.
It. Okay.
And it's really cooling. So it's like a cryo mm-hmm. stick, which is great if you've got that redness in your skin because it just takes
skin.
Out the heat.
Yep.
It's the solid serum, so it's super hydrating, and I find that it just cuts my redness, neutralizes and calms my skin, and then my makeup just goes on so
because it's a primer
much
stick.
Better.
I think to
so
me
so much
yeah.
better.
It's like a primer stick, and a lot of times
it's like a cooling, soothing, hydrating primer stick.
Primer stick.
Yeah, color corrected
yeah.
everything. So,
so
no coverage though. There's no coverage. This is going to give you some coverage.
This gives you all right, ready? That gives you coverage. So it's really different, and I think a lot of people are using this now instead of foundations,
yeah.
and particularly now that summer's coming too, This right here will cut the. It doesn't. It's not a
you
mask.
You don't need a brush.
It's not,
you can put it on with your fingers,
like you would your moisturizer. But I use this as spot. I've never used it all over.
Oh, I use it all over. I love
I'm
it.
I'm not. I'm only red it. Here.
I'm red everywhere.
Are you? I yeah. My redness is this triangle. Pretty big triangle. It's like an obtuse triangle. It's like big. Is here. That's my redness.
Yeah, I'm red all over. Yeah. I just love that it's cooling, love that it's hydrating. So just two different products. You can use them together if you want. Or, you know, if you're somebody that's like, I don't really want the coverage, go for the green stick. If you do want the coverage, then you go
yeah,
for the green
if you,
cream.
Clean, easy. I would say, yeah, they're way different. They're not even remotely the same.
No, they're both designed for sensitive skin and redness, but definitely
yes.
different. So before we close, what do you have coming up in the next week? Like, what do you have going on? I know you said Friday you're on air.
Friday, I think I'm on air if we have any inventory left that they're checking on. So that's Friday night in Beauty Revolution. Then next week on Tuesday from 2 to 4, I have the brow remedy on 2 to 4 on Tuesday. And
oh, that's the beauty day.
Yeah. And this weekend, nothing.
Oh, that's nice.
I think I'm going to clean my garage because...
Oh, it doesn't sound fun.
No, but it needs to be cleaned because, you know, I take care of the cats and... So, and I'm hoping that when I go home that little birdie is still alive.
I know, me
it's
too.
It's making me crazy, but...
I know.
I think this weekend I'm just going to chill. I'll probably sleep in a little bit tomorrow, to be real honest. It depends. If they're doing the pool, this is like this 3 to 4 week thing. And these, God love them. God love these guys. Because they start at 6 a.m. They don't start at 7, 8, 9. They start at 6, which means these poor guys get up at 5.
Yeah.
Wherever it is they live, and they come, and they start actually at 6 a.m. My neighbors are going to hate me. I'll give them a pie or something, I guess. But
or a steak. Give them a steak.
I'll make a mistake. But they're at 6 a.m., and then
so
the dogs just
bark.
So
how much longer do you have for this?
We got a ways to go because the weather's so shitty.
Oh, so you still have a couple more weeks?
Yeah, they got a couple more weeks because it's just shitty out. A
couple more weeks, and then it's going to be Memorial Day.
Yeah, I have a Memorial Day guest.
You do?
I have, yeah, someone come and stay at my house on Memorial Day weekend.
Who?
The Tito man.
Oh!
Lily's having a sleepover.
God. I was like, who are you talking about? I didn't know if you were going to say Easton, but I know he's allergic, so I didn't.
Yeah, no, he's allergic to the dogs. No, I have to go over there, but yeah, Tito's coming for a sleepover with his girlfriend.
Oh, you're going to be a very busy Memorial Day.
No,
weekend.
Tito and Lily will be very busy. They're both fixed, but
now is the pool going to be ready for you for summer? Because your house is not going to be ready for at the shore.
Yeah, it should be ready. It should be ready. They did the tile today.
Oh, good. All right.
It's beautiful. It came out really pretty. I would imagine probably in about 2 to 3 weeks, if the weather was permitting. Next week it's going to be. Really sunny, so I bet they ramp it up next week.
That'll be nice. Haven't seen the sun in weeks, I feel like.
Next week is supposed to be beautiful. 70s, sunny, pretty.
Oh, that's going to be
week,
great.
It's going to be like
what
this.
A mood booster.
See this? It's going to be this shit until past the weekend.
So, you know, depressing is what it is. It's depressing.
You know what's depressing?
What?
When you mop your floor, your backyard's full of mud, and Lily comes running in.
That is depressing.
And you're
I will agree with that.
Wasted an hour of my life cleaning
right?
up mud.
That you will not get back.
No, that I will not. Anyway, I don't even know what we talked about today.
Talked about, we went all over the place.
But whoever inboxed me about the doctor that...
was it Dr. Mark Hyman?
I don't know. Let me see. I want to see something.
I doubt
just
it. He's
really,
not really carnivore.
I just, no, it was really following. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can put in here. It's terrible. I wish.
All right. Well, we'll post an update to it because we have to have like 4 meetings and we have like 3.5 hours to do that. So
I wish I could find him because he was really good. I wanted to show you. But if you inbox me and you're watching this and I didn't respond, it was
she deleted it by accident.
By accident because I went to delete while like one of these like
scammers.
Wear my clothes and be a this. I'm like, no, I'm not wearing your clothes and doing anything. but it's he was really good too. But anyway, that's it for me. That's
it for me too. Listen, we are really grateful to have you here. It's kind of crazy on the podcast. We go all over the place in a million different directions, but we appreciate your feedback and we always want to know what you want us to talk about. So if there's a topic that you want Doris to cover or discuss, if there's a product that you want us to talk about and discuss, you let us know. We oftentimes don't talk about product in here because we literally go into our PD meeting where we talk about all new product development. It usually lasts about 2 hours.
I think we just like to talk about shit on this podcast.
I know. Well, we do. But
I love that, though.
But we love it. We have fun. But if there's anything that you want us to talk about, let us know. Anywhere you can comment. And as always, we love you. We appreciate you. And we'll see you here next week.
Next week. Be there.